This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
For today, I'm going to start a series on resilience. What in the world is resilience? Well, it's kind of hard to say, and yet it's very much of an interesting concept to me. I'm going to be working through resilience over the next five programs by going over some of the characteristics of resilience and giving you some examples of how they would apply in your own life, and hopefully applying them with you into the specific situations of your cross-cultural life. I have been interested in resilience, especially over the last 15 years, because I thought it was a characteristic that would be useful for people in cross-cultural work to develop, refine, and enhance. Back then, an author by the name of Frederick Flack wrote a book on resilience, and he recently came out with a second edition. As I was working on my curriculum for pandemics, I found this book again and rediscovered why I liked it so much in the first place. The whole book is built on the model of what I said earlier. Dr. Flack believes that the pluses and minuses of life are the source of our resilience and strength. That's pretty big talk, but I think it's very important. So what is resilience? First of all, resilience is a concept. That's a fancy way of saying there's really no good short definition. Resilience is the ability to maintain a number of characteristics which allow you to take all of the positives and the negatives of life and make them work to your benefit. I guess it's sort of like when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Our culture is full of sayings like that that say to take the negatives and turn them into positives. Well, Dr. Flack, being a psychiatrist, has over his career had a lot of people who came in who actually seemed to do much better after they experienced major trauma in their lives and when they could find out what to do with that trauma. So that's what I'm going to be dealing with. Here's another way to look at resilience. Resilience is the cycle of falling apart and putting together again. Dr. Flack in his second edition sees it as not just possible, but probably a mandated part of life. There are seasons in our lives. We know this. There's a passage in Scripture that says, to everything there is a season. And we know that things happen, and we also know that bad things happen to both good and bad people. Bad things happen all the time, and what do we do with it? One of my key themes is, in my weakness, he is strong. Well, Dr. Flack goes further and says that he thinks collapse in the face of significant stress is part of our journey towards health. That's pretty wild to think about, and I really want to look at that a little bit more carefully. I don't know about you, but in one way it seems like a lot of things around the world are getting worse, and to have kind of an overly optimistic attitude that we can expect nothing bad to happen to us is probably going to set us up to fail. I would much rather that we developed a more realistic attitude about what can happen, or what would happen, or what could happen, and then what we can do about it. I think the Lord is with us in all the parts of our lives, and I want to focus on Him helping us through the bad parts through this series. Let me review as we go through some of these characteristics. If you're trying to take notes, please remember that I will be fleshing out these over the following four programs. There are two main ways to look at resilience characteristics. One is to look at them in terms of inner strengths, and the other is to look at them in terms of interpersonal strengths. So in layman's terms, inner strengths are what I got's on the inside, and interpersonal strengths are what I got's on the outside with others. Let's start with inner strengths. The first one is a strong sense of self-esteem. Now, Dr. Flack says strong, but not too strong. I think self-esteem has got a lot of both good and bad press over the last few years. To a certain extent, some criminals have been measured on self-esteem and have been quite high. So I don't think we're talking about the kind of self-esteem level that is so high that you think you can do nothing wrong and what you decide to do is okay and there are no laws besides yourself. That's not what Flack is looking at either. What he's looking at is the whole idea of self-esteem being there, being a resource for you to fall back on. I think for me, I usually have a relatively well-developed sense of self-esteem. When I evaluate myself, I usually come out okay. Maybe that doesn't make much difference to you, but makes me feel good. The next characteristic is discipline and responsibility, which would be typified in a person who's able to be disciplined in many aspects of their life and who is willing to take responsibility for their actions. The next one is a recognition of one's special gifts. Do you do anything well? Are you sure? I think we can all do some things well. I think we all need to give ourselves a little more credit. The next characteristic is wide ranges of interests. I think of me again. Before I read this, I thought I was kind of scattered, but maybe having many different interests and being able to pursue those with creativity and curiosity is what keeps me a little bit more resilient. Maybe I like this book so much because of the next characteristic, which is a strong or a keen sense of humor. I really like to laugh and have fun. In fact, you've heard me say many times, if you can't have fun while you're doing something, why do it? Well, of course, there are other very important reasons for doing things, but I do enjoy having fun. The next one is a high tolerance for distress. How do you do when there's a lot of stress going on? And then finally, two characteristics that I think are very important for us who are in those special jobs are a focus and a commitment to life and a faith. The value of personal faith is very important. Now, I'm not sure that Dr. Flack would be talking about the same kind of faith that you and most of us have that listen to this program, but I think it's very important to see that faith is a part of resilience. Let me briefly talk about the interpersonal strengths. The first one is independence and the ability to rely on others. Whoa, doesn't that sound opposite? Yeah, I'm trying to decide how to put that into one word. Interdependence? Interindependence? I don't know. I think what he's saying is that you can go it alone and you can do stuff based on your own convictions, which relates to self-esteem, but you also know that you have to rely on others as well. The next interpersonal strength is the ability to give and take in human interactions, back and forth, win and lose, accommodate, compromise, cooperate. These would probably be good characteristics right there. The next one is a well-established network of family and friends. I think this is a great antidote to loneliness. I could go on, but I'm just reviewing right now. The next one is a willingness to let go of resentment. Wow. Face each day new. That's pretty heavy. The next one is proficiency at setting limits. That's one I probably need to work on. I don't always set limits. I always think a new idea is good because of my wide range of interests, and so I find it very easy for me to get involved in things maybe I shouldn't be. The next important interpersonal strength is generosity, and the final one is the ability to give and receive love. Well, that's way too many to break down and break out here in this one program. Maybe you've been able to make some notes to yourself right now, and I hope that's been useful. The questions that I'm going to be looking at over the next few weeks are how do the characteristics of resilience help us to thrive in environments where we're not expected to normally? In other words, most of us are working in high-stress environments that have varying degrees of safety and security and insecurity. Some of us are working in environments that may be quite unsafe and frightening. Some of us may have special needs. If you're under a lot of stress right now, it might be useful for you to think about the fact that resilience means that you go through the dark valley and that you come out on the other side. Developing resilience means that you're willing and able, and maybe not always ready to experience high levels of distress, and that you may be wounded for a period of time. What I like about resilience is that it basically says that if I fall apart, that may be more a part of normal life than this kind of over-optimistic, everything will always be in my control and go well, that many of us from North America possess deep inside of us. For me, it gives me comfort in explaining to myself and in talking to myself and to God about some of my frustrations. It gives me a sense of expectancy. What's around the corner? I'll close now and let you think about these things. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.